Regan brought our attention to something very important, of course, the rains, the heavy rains, the inclement weather. They're putting a far greater amount of pressure on our electricity. We managed to stave off a stage one load shedding period yesterday, but as I'm even looking at the screen now, we spoke to him yesterday. Skonathi Mantshantsha, the spokesperson for Eskom, managed to join us just before the end of the show to give us that warning about the probability of load shedding just yesterday. Steenbras usually is where we are able to find some kind of reprieve. There is a little bit of spare capacity here in the Cape Town area. The spare generating capacity from the Steenbras Dam usually allows us to differentiate our experience of load shedding from the rest of the country. However, that has been under maintenance servicing for some time, and number we were asking about it just yesterday. Phindile Matlitsi is the MAECO member for energy and climate change here in the city of Cape Town and joins me to let us know an update on how that maintenance is going. Phindile, good morning.
Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Of course. What's the latest on when the power plant will be ready to resume operations? And of course, thank you for giving us that answer so quickly yesterday.
Thank you so much. Let me just be clear. The plant has been handed over to us now for service, but that will be done in phases. It was handed over to us from the 26th of June. So it is now, as I speak to you, it is ready.
Okay. So should we see, I mean, Skonathi highlighted that there's the probability, a very high probability of seeing load shedding during that peak consumption period of 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Is it likely that we will be affected?
I want first to explain the primary use of the Steenbras. We normally use it to actually manage our load demand. But when we've got spare capacity, then we are able to avoid stage one. But I don't want to get to the details. As far as I know now, during the peak hour, which is between 6 and 8, we will not be able to use Steenbras to avoid stage one, but we will use our gas turbines. We also got gas turbines, so we've activated that. As soon as we are informed by Eskom that we must load shed, then we will be using the gas turbines to make sure that we avoid stage one. But we are not going to use Steenbras during the peak hour. But if the load shedding must happen outside of the peak hour, then we might be able to use Steenbras.
I see.
So because the main use of Steenbras is actually to make sure that we manage our demand. Only when we've got spare capacity, then we will use to mitigate load shedding. But currently, as things stand, we will actually use the gas turbines if it is within the peak period.
And what's the maximum output that it can provide?
Yeah, Steenbras is a scheme that is actually generating up to 160 megawatts.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier you didn't want to go into detail. Was that with respect to Steenbras itself?
Yeah, the details that I did not want to go to is the technicality on how the work was done and what was everything else. But I will just give the brief overview.
Okay, so the bottom line is that it is up and running. It is just simply
up and running. As soon as it is required, we will be able to use. But I must emphasize only outside the peak hour that we can use it to mitigate load shedding. But during the peak hour, we will have to use the gas turbines.
Sure. Will the gas turbines be sufficient? So Skonathi yesterday just indicated from his perspective anyway, even though they will be relying also on gas turbines, or at least on diesel rather, they don't know if that will even be sufficient to keep our demand met.
We believe that it will be, because normally when we are expected to load shed, we are shedding 60 megawatts. So the combination of the two gas turbines is 80 megawatts, is 40 and 40 each. So it will be enough make sure that we avoid stage one. But we can only mitigate against stage one.
Understood. If we find ourselves at stage two and higher, we're going to move with the rest of the country.
That will be the case.
Okay. And even then, when we're working within the stage one principle, if stage one had to go for 24 hours as opposed to the 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. that he indicated, are we still okay?
As I've said, if it is within the peak period, we will use our our gas turbines.
Understood.
And as I've said, we will actually avoid that stage one.
It's
that
in
is
its
the bottom
entirety.
Line. We will avoid stage one, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Phindile Matlisi, for joining us this morning, Maker Member for Energy and Climate Change at the City of Cape Town. With decent amount of detail, at least. I was asking you a little bit earlier on, please let me know after the 6:30 news, whether or not you're impacted by this finding by the court that says that insurers must pay the small COVID claims. Something like 4 billion rand in COVID, in short-term insurance claims have been made from over 500 businesses, mostly in the tourism and hospitality sector, for the loss of business under the lockdown. Are you affected? Let us know, 021-446-0567.